This is KERA News. I'm Gus Contreras. It's a big weekend for the Texas Rangers. One of their former players is being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, on Saturday afternoon. Ivan Pudge Rodriguez will be only the second Ranger to achieve that honor, Nolan Ryan being the other, and I look back at Pudge's playing days. Listing all of Pudge Rodriguez's accomplishments might take a little while. He's known as one of the best catchers of all time. Pudge was a 14-time All-Star, 13-time Gold Glove Award winner, and American League MVP. Oh, and he's played the position more times than anyone else.
He's off on the pitch. Pudge throws, and Ricky is out.
In 1991, Pudge made his debut with the Rangers when he was just 19. Here he is talking to the MLB Network about what it means to be inducted.
It's great. I mean, this is a dream come true, you know, just especially myself, this young kid that came at the age of 15 from Puerto Rico and play in this beautiful game here in this beautiful country.
Though there is a bit of controversy surrounding his career. In 2005, a former teammate, Jose Canseco, wrote in his book that he injected Rodriguez with steroids, something he's always denied. Pudge has played with many teams. He had stints in Miami, where he won a World Series, as well as Detroit, New York, Houston, and Washington. In 2012, Pudge signed a one-day contract with Texas to retire with the team. So, Pudge started as a Ranger, and this weekend, he'll enter the Hall of Fame as a Ranger. Gus Contreras, KERA News.